And now it's time to head to France. And once again, I'm joined by my good friend, Jonathan Johnson. Now, first of all, Jonathan, I have to issue an apology. Normally here on the Anfield Wrap, we always like to do original and exciting content. But over the course of this show, you may feel like I've asked you some of these questions many times before. So let's start with PSG then. They're top of the Ligue 1, 10 games to go with a 7-point lead. But once again, we find ourselves in a situation where they're not quite as convincing as they should be. Undoubtedly, they have the best players in the league. But once again, I find myself asking the question, are they the best team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's a valid question, as it has been for the last couple of years. I mean, I think as well, sort of looking at where PSG are right now and sort of where they were a couple of years ago, the contrast is even more stark when you look at sort of what's been going on recently. You know, Thomas Tuchel, moving in to replace Nagelsmann, who obviously oversaw PSG's Champions League elimination. Tuchel, who of course won the Champions League with Chelsea after leaving PSG. And it just seems like, you know, this is sort of the logical result of a number of, you know, pretty sort of poor and rushed decisions, over the span of quite a few years now. Now, I'm not saying, you know, sort of going all the way back that, you know, getting rid of Tuchel was not the, you know, wasn't the right decision. You know, it did seem that something was broken at the time when he came out and did his interview just before he was let go. But when you look at what happened with Pochettino afterwards, sort of what's happened with Galtier since, you know, certainly in terms of, the way that the PSG squad has been built or not been built, as is probably more appropriate here, it doesn't really surprise you that PSG have run into, you know, so many of these problems. I think, you know, what is perhaps most surprising is the fact that up until the World Cup, things were actually going quite well for PSG, not just domestically, but also in Europe as well. Let's not forget that they were one of the only sides in the top five leagues in Europe unbeaten. In fact, I think the only team in the top five leagues that were unbeaten domestically going into the World Cup break. Obviously, Benfica just outside the top five, were in that same position as well. And then things just fell apart, very, very quickly for PSG. So we find ourselves in the same sort of situation. You know, what did PSG do with Neymar? Obviously, he's injured, out for another few months, so probably won't be on the move anytime soon. Kylian Mbappe, basically sort of, you know, the one sole positive at PSG. Well, actually, that's not true. There have been a few minor positives with the influx of some of these talented youngsters like Warren Zaïre-Emery, El Chadai, Bichabou as well. But mainly much of the same with PSG in this sort of debate as to whether they should stick or twist with Galtier, whether Luis Campos should remain the guy shaping the sporting project, and whether or not we're about to, see another mass exodus out of Parc des Princes this summer.